This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has a new program to help small businesses affected by COVID-19 with more than $25 million in grants and low-interest loans. Democratic State Senator Jeff Bridges says the program will prioritize rural businesses and those owned by women, veterans, and people of color.
The feds, the PPP program, good start. Very great results for a lot of Colorado companies, but it left some folks behind. And so we at a state level had the opportunity to fill that gap.
The money comes from the Federal CARES Act and private donations. Companies with 25 or fewer employees can apply for grants and loans starting Monday. A plan to raise Aurora's minimum wage to $20 an hour was struck down by a city council committee, but may still move forward in the full council. The Sentinel reports the proposal would raise the minimum wage each year from $12 an hour to reach $20 in 2027. Supporters say residents are getting priced out of housing because of rising costs. Opponents say businesses cannot afford to pay all workers $20 an hour. The Denver Nuggets avoided elimination from the NBA playoffs by defeating the Utah Jazz. The teams face off again tomorrow, and the Nuggets must win the rest of their first-round series in order to stay alive. Coming up on the program, a 17-year-old has been arrested for the fatal shootings in Kenosha. He's accused of killing two people and wounding a third. The protest was in response to the police shooting of Jacob Blake. Then, a loyal wingman known for reshaping the president's bombast into more palatable fare for social conservatives will take center stage at the Republican convention. Mike Pence is expected to accept his party's nomination for vice president. Those stories are next. Also coming up, every election can measure how the state is changing. Well, this year, Democrats think they might make inroads into one of Colorado's reddest strongholds, putting Republicans on defense.
Douglas County is the epicenter. Republicans have to prove that we want to be a long-term governing party. We want to be back in the majority.
The fight for the political future of Highlands Ranch in suburban Denver. The story in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 80 in Colorado Springs, 93 in Grand Junction, 90 for Denver. This is CPR.